This is Fiona Ritchie, and as always, you are very welcome to the Thistle and Shamrock. Declan Masterson played Ellen Pipes, Martin O'Connor was on accordion, and on fiddle it was Eileen Ivers, from whom more later. The music was composed by Bill Whelan, and it comes from his soundtrack for the motion picture Some Mother's Son, starring Dame Helen Mirren and Fionnuala Flanagan, and set in Ireland at the time of the 1981 hunger strikers and their fight for recognition as political prisoners. Our music will fly back to the early 20th century, to the ill-fated voyage of the RMS Titanic and the travels of a musicologist in Appalachia, and on back through the 18th, 17th, even the 13th centuries, the time frames for some stunning period movies whose producers bypassed the classic use of swelling orchestral scores in favour of music that takes centre stage itself and really works to transport moviegoers to specific places and historical moments. In addition to Bill Whelan, the music this week was composed and arranged by John McCusker, Phil Cunningham, James Horner, and performers include the Chieftains, Kate Rusby, the Boston Pops, and Capper Cayley. So let's pop the popcorn and go to the movies. In Ireland we started, that's where we'll stay for now, with those stars of stage and soundtrack, the Chieftains ahead. Also Sinead O'Connor with her contribution to the Michael Collins motion picture soundtrack, starring Liam Neeson, Aidan Quinn, Alan Rickman and Julia Roberts. First, Bill Whelan composed the music for the film adaptation of Brian Friel's film Dancing at Lunasa. And this title track features Nollaig Casey on fiddle, Martin O'Connor again on accordion, and Ellen Pipes and Low Whistle from Davy Spillane, Dancing at Lunasa. Thank you.
Thank you.
The Chieftains. Their many film soundtrack credits include Rob Roy, the story of the daring, dispossessed 17th century Scottish hero. And that was what we heard there. More from that soundtrack later with Capper Cayley, who also appeared in the film. In 2003, Miramax Films released a movie by the name of Heartlands, set in the north of England. Producer Richard Jobson made a very smart move when he engaged the services of John McCusker to create the score, and John filled it with the songs and the voice of Kate Rusby. As with all the soundtracks featured this week, to paraphrase the words of producer Jobson, the music creates the mood, texture, and somehow gives us a glimpse into the landscape, melancholy and joy of the story. Kate Rusby and John McCusker here with music from Heartlands.
Billy's fair and Billy's rare, Billy's wondrous body, and Billy promised to marry me if I'd marry any. And Billy promised to marry me if I'd marry any. Late last night I'm in my bed thinking on my
stays from me.
to tell you I've a new love in store. I am coming for to tell you I love you no more. I can love lightly and I can love strong. I can love the old love till the new love comes on. I only said I loved you for to give your heart ease. Oh, when I'm not with you, thank you.
Round the Next Corner, and before that, I Wonder What's Keeping My True Love Tonight, and The Fairest of All Yarrow, John McCusker with Kate Rusby singing from the soundtrack for the 2003 film Heartlands. And we have much more music to create moods and textures and to transport you to landscapes and moments in history, all from movies including Songcatcher, Braveheart, Titanic and Last of the Mohicans all ahead. Go online to thistleradio.com this coming week for a full listing of what we're featuring from these and other soundtracks this time on Thistle, and stay with me for more. This is NPR. This is Fiona Ritchie. Back almost 100 years ago, we're going to enter the world of musicologist and assistant professor Janet McTeer, who visits her sister in Appalachia, and she discovers the great treasure trove of traditional song there, and she sets about documenting it. The movie was Songcatcher. Its soundtrack was a triumph, a wonderful introduction to Appalachian music for many who saw the film. Maria McKee is ahead with the ballad Wayfaring Stranger from Songcatcher. First of all, also set in the eastern United States, but in the mid-1700s, was an adventure and love story woven through the turmoil of the British-French struggle for control of North American territories in the 18th century. Settlers and Native Americans are forced to take sides, and the last three Mohicans are caught in the middle. This track from Phil Cunningham was included in the soundtrack for The Last of the Mohicans.
Thank you.
Traveling through this land of war, and there's no sickness, toil, or danger in that bright land to which I go. I'm going.
That music by James Horner from the Boston Pops Orchestra carried us back to the life and times of William Wallace, 1272 to 1305, better known, thanks to Mel Gibson, as Braveheart. We also heard music from Songcatcher and The Last of the Mohicans. Almost 400 years on from the struggles of William Wallace, the Highland clan, the MacGregors, found themselves dispossessed, and Rob Roy was their champion. Karen Matheson appeared in the film Rob Roy, singing a Gaelic lament, and we'll hear her with the song she sang. James Horner composed music for Titanic too, and in a collection that takes us back to the Titanic for more of the music composed, gathered and arranged for the movie, we find Eileen Ivers, Eric Rigler and others with a set of traditional tunes grouped as Jack Dawson's Luck.
Thank you.
Capper Cayley and Ellen Doyne, another arrangement of the song sung by Karen Matheson of Capper Cayley in the movie Rob Roy. Before that, we were back to Titanic with Eileen Ivers, Eric Rigler, Tommy Hayes and a few others for a hot session below the decks there. The Thistle and Shamrock comes to you each week from Scotland. It's a Fiona Ritchie production. And we always post a playlist online in the week following each broadcast, so look for one on our website, which also offers you lots of guest articles by and about some of your favourite musicians. There are advanced programme descriptions, interview transcripts, artist and public radio links. You'll see photographs there. The address to look for online is thistleradio.com. You'll always be able to get a set of recent programme playlists by writing to us as well. Just mention this week's programme, Soundtracks, if you'd like to receive a set of recent programme playlists in the mail. Just send us a self-addressed stamped envelope and write to the Thistle and Shamrock, P.O. Box 518, Matthews, North Carolina 28106. I want to squeeze in a bit more music. Dougie MacLean's fiddle tune The Gale was used in the film The Last of the Mohicans, and it was played in the movie by Alistair Fraser. But here's the original recording by Dougie that inspired the filmmakers. Looking forward to your company again next week. Here's Dougie MacLean.
Mm-hmm.
Alan Shamrock is a service mark of Fiona Ritchie. Support for NPR comes from NPR Stations, the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and the Music Performance Fund, striving to enrich lives by sponsoring thousands of free concerts in the United States. Schedules at musicpf.org.